It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Weekly unemployment claims in Colorado are up for the seventh week in a row. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The state's Labor Department says nearly 225,000 people continued their unemployment claims for the week ending on November 28th. State economist Ryan Gedney says he expects to see that number rise.
That's the highest total in nearly 3 months. Total weekly benefit payments exceeded $100 million for the week ending December 5th.
Gedney says people who work in food and accommodation make up almost half of the state's initial unemployment claims. That tracks when new COVID-19 restrictions went into effect in many counties, forcing restaurants to close indoor dining. By the end of this month, several programs that support people who lost their jobs because of COVID-19 will end, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without aid. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State officials had warned that Thanksgiving could lead to further spread of coronavirus, but the latest numbers show COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations declining in recent days. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy said it could be because the effects of holiday get-togethers haven't shown up yet, but she says there's a more likely reason.
The other possibility is that all of those things that were implemented leading up to Thanksgiving and during Thanksgiving are having an impact here.
In other words, government restrictions, physical distancing, and mask wearing have been effective. Most oil and gas wells in rural Boulder County will have to be located at least 2,500 feet away from any residence, school, or child care facility under new rules approved Thursday. The restrictions are even tougher in more populated areas. Here's Boulder County Commissioner Elise Jones.
I do believe that these, when adopted, will be the strongest regulations in the state.
The setbacks and other new county rules could get final approval next week. The Colorado chapter of the American Petroleum Institute says the regulations are unreasonable and intrude on private mineral rights. Antarctica now has a little free library built by a scientist in Colorado. Russell Schnell works at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Boulder. The library he shipped to the South Pole Research Station is among dozens of little libraries he has built. There are now little free libraries on all seven continents. This is CPR News.